That's Colin behind the bar.
Was it? Yeah. Not stopping for a second.
Not a minute. You can't, certainly can't leave him out of your sight. That's for sure. You're listening to BBC Three Counties Radio. I'm John Pilgrim, and Ernie Armand is here with me in the Queen's Head at Tedworth. And we had a great week here visiting various people, etc. And one of the places that I visited on Friday was the local post office, which is now run by Lynn. And her husband and Lynn join me now. Sorry, I'm trying to get round the corner here to talk to you. Lynn, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon. Now, you have a wonderful accent, and it's not a Bedfordshire accent, is it? Let's clear that up
no,
to start
I'm
with.
No, I'm afraid it's not. I'm not from this area originally, but I'm getting there. I'm getting my accent more local. I think I sound like I'm from Bedfordshire, but no one else does.
How long have you actually, in fact, been here in Tedworth?
I've been in Tedworth for over 25 years.
And how did you find it, and how did you finish up living here for all that time?
Well, my husband's English. I'm not English. And Ken's firm was moving to Milton Keynes, so we were looking for a place to stay and found lovely Tedworth, and it really is a marvellous village. It's beautiful.
It certainly is, and the people are extremely helpful and sort of saw you into Tedworth, did they?
Yes, they did. They're really lovely.
Right.
Lovely people as a whole.
How long have you been running the village post office?
I've had the post office for 13 years.
And how did that come about?
Well, I wanted a part-time job, I thought, and there weren't many about. And our local postmistress was retiring. So I thought, well, I'll apply for it. And Ken converted our garage into a post office. And the post office accepted us, and that's just how it happened.
Right, so the other day I walked into your front garden, and I thought that was lovely to actually have to walk through a front garden to get to the post office there. By the way, who tends the garden?
I do.
You do that as well?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
So you're a very busy person.
Well, I enjoy the gardening. I think it's not a... you're not busy if you're enjoying it.
So. Right. And a really nice touch, I thought, was the fact that you've got a little box outside with free windfall apples. Now that really is sort of harking back to the true old village days.
Well, I have to do that because the apples hit people on the head all summer long, and they have to have some reward for walking through that.
How much different is life here in the village of Tedworth to where you come from in the United States?
Well, I come from Pennsylvania and a fairly rural area. And the countryside is very similar, and the people in the small towns there are like the people in the small villages here, so it's not that different.
Do you notice any real differences in the social structure, though? Because I would have thought that might have been different.
That is the one thing, though I am now officially English as well as American, I could never accept is the class system that is so strong in England. It's something that... is so foreign to any American, and it's so much a part of everyday life in England that it takes a long time to see how you fit in and try to work around it.
Did that annoy you when you first came here?
It shocked me because I couldn't understand it, and yes, it did annoy me, and it still annoys me.
In what particular ways did it annoy you?
Well, more people thinking that they weren't good enough for something, or that, and other people thinking that just because of their birth they were better than someone else, where in fact the reverse was very often the case. That's probably the biggest way it annoyed me.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because, I mean, here we are in a busy pub, in a busy village pub with ordinary folk, and they're very confident, they're very happy with what they're doing, they're very happy being here, and yet your suggestion is that sort of the old squire of the village thing, that sort of feeling still operates.
It's not so obvious now because we don't really have a squire.
Did you have one when you first came here?
No, there were people who were the leaders, who thought they were, yes.
Right. Yes. How did the village people deal with that themselves, do you think?
Well, they have their own structure system, it seems, and it worked in that way.
Right, so if we can just move over, in fact, it'd be a lot easier, Ernie, if you moved over and had a quick word with Graham.
Oh, yeah.